Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Where do you go for advice in life? Are your parents the ones you go to? Or do you have a friend or mentor you can seek out? Maybe your pastor at church is known for a wise word or two. Or maybe you struggle to know where to turn to find true wisdom. Somewhere that never fails to blow me away with its good advice is the book of Proverbs in the Bible. It's packed with some great advice on everything from love to business, gossip to diet. I'm going to look through the book of Proverbs over the next few weeks to get a bit deeper into what it has to say about some of the ordinary things we run into in our lives. Today, it's gossip, starting with a verse about something that resonates with a lot of us, if we're honest, how appealing gossip can seem. Proverbs says this, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts." Great words. It's so appealing to hear the latest, isn't it? And gossip stays with us. What we hear on the grapevine can completely change the way we see someone or feel about something. Proverbs has more advice on gossip too, like this one. "A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much." Now that makes sense. If you know someone who always tells you the latest on everyone and everything, why would they not be telling all about you when you're not around too? On the one hand, it might seem like fun to hear secrets and scandal, but really, it's opening you up to have your private business blabbed all over town as well. See what I mean about great advice? And Proverbs has something to say about the drama that gossip can stir up too. Listen to this. "Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down." Well, that flies in the face of what we want to do at the time, doesn't it? When I've been gossiped about, I've definitely gotten heated up about it, wanted to confront someone and make sure my side of the story gets out. But Proverbs suggests that in the same way that fire dies out without wood, scandal dies down without more gossip. I'm sure we've all been guilty of speaking out of turn sometimes, but what if we try the Proverbs approach? Yes, gossip is appealing, and none of us are immune to that, but we can work on keeping people's secrets and not saying too much, and we can avoid engaging in gossip fests. And what if we try the Proverbs approach to ending an argument by refusing to add any more fuel to the fire? The truth comes out in the end anyway, doesn't it? The book of Proverbs has given me plenty to think about when it comes to gossip. How about you? I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.